Another aspect of FOBO is the grass is greener effect. Once a decision is landed on, we might not feel satisfied with the final result. McGinnis says we fear to have to mourn the road untaken. That hits home. I've had my laptop for nearly a year, and I still ruminate on that decision. Erica uses the phrase, grass is greener, which means that you think a different situation is better than yours. So if you see your friend has a job and you feel like their job is better, that's the grass is greener situation. You think their job is better than yours. So here, basically, FOBO, the fear of better options, means that you think that the other choice, no matter what choice you pick, the other choice was actually the better one. She goes on to use the phrase landed on. So to land on here means to decide. So she says, once a decision is made, once you have decided something, we might not feel satisfied with the actual result. When she's quoting McGinnis, she uses the word mourn. Mourn means to show sadness at a death or an event. And so here, the sadness that you're feeling is about the choice that you didn't take. So just in the simple choice between pizza and noodles, you would feel sad that you got pizza instead of getting those noodles that seem oh so good. Stephen goes on to say that her description of FOBO really hits home. To hit home means to sort of have an emotional impact or to affect someone's feelings. So he says, oh, I really understand what that means. I feel that. He goes on to talk about a laptop that he's had for about a year and how he's still ruminating on his decision about which one to buy. To ruminate on something means to think deeply about it or to sort of consider at great length. And so he's saying that he's still thinking about the decision he made to buy a laptop because there were other choices and he's not sure whether or not he made the right one.
Erica 呢，她就说 another aspect of FOBO is the grass is greener effect， 就说呢 FOBO 的另一个面向其实就是得不到的总是比拥有的更吸引人。那这边有就是 the grass is greener， 就是指得不到的总是比拥有的就是更吸引人。就是像说你可能做了这个决定，可是另外一个决定如果你要选食物的话，披萨跟面，你可能选择了披萨，但是你可能就觉得面好像也很好，所以就是那个得不到的那一个总是就是比较吸引人。那接下来他又说呢 ，Once a decision is landed on, we might not feel satisfied with the final result。就说呢，一旦做下了决定，我们可能会对最终的那个结果无法感到满足。那这边有一个片语，动词片语 land on， 就是指决定的意思。那他也引用了就是 McGinnis 说的话，说呢 ，McGinnis says we fear to have to mourn the road untaken。就说呢，麦金尼斯说呢，我们就是害怕不得不去哀痛那一条我们没有选择的道路。那这边有一个动词 mourn， 就是指哀痛或者是哀悼的意思，就是表现出你的悲伤。那 Steven 呢，他就说呢 ，that hits home， 就说他分析得很精辟。那 hit home 在这边其实就是有触及人心或者是影响到一些人的情绪的意思。那但是在文章里面就是可能就是说分析得非常的精辟。接下来他又说呢 ，I've had my laptop for nearly a year and I still ruminate on that decision， 就说呢我已经拥有，已经买了我的笔电将近一年了，但是他到现在还是在思考说，一直在思考。考说是否做了一个最好的选择。这边有一个动词 ruminate， 就是有反复思考或者是很慎重思考的意思。